With winter break ahead and 2021 on the horizon, Murray State University President Bob Jackson chats with WKMS News Director Rachel Collins about spring and fall semester plans, including the potential for campus-wide vaccine distribution.
Good morning, Dr. Jackson. Thanks for joining us.
Rachel, thank you. It's good to see you.
The university made it to the end of the fall semester with in-person courses. What's your reaction?
Well, I'm very grateful, and I really thought at the beginning of the semester, with the plans we had in place, that we would make it to November the 20th. So we had a good semester in light of really everything we were dealing with. We had a very good semester, and I'm really grateful, thankful to our faculty and our staff and our students and our administrators. Everyone's worked very hard to get us to this point. We have folks on this campus that really have been working 24/7 since March. It's been a tough year. It was a tough fall, and we're very grateful we got through it. And the good news is we get to come back in the spring on January 19th, and we'll do this again.
Well, speaking of that, what similarities do you think faculty, staff, and students will note between the fall 2020 and spring 2021 semester? Will there be any differences?
The first part of the spring semester is going to look a whole lot like the fall. Course delivery, how we operate on campus, et cetera. The second half of the spring semester, I'm very hopeful, based on all the news reports that have been made available over the last few weeks, and as well as all the calls that I'm on in regard to making sure we're doing everything from a safety standpoint and a healthcare standpoint that we should be doing along with all the other universities and our healthcare professionals. I hope we're talking about a vaccine in the second half of the spring where we can, vaccinate campus, if you will, and get this pandemic behind us as soon as we can. Our goal is to start next year, next fall, in a new normal environment. But normal from what we think about in regard to a residential campus and how we expect a university to run.
Interesting. So talking about planning for a fall semester 2021, you just mentioned vaccinating the campus and planning for a semester that looks more normal. Does that normal mean like no masks, not as much social distancing, and what information are you all using to put that plan together?
Well, it's a long time between now and then.
Of course.
First.
Yes.
Secondly, I want to be hopeful, and this is a year to be hopeful, and it's been tough duty since February and March, in every respect. But I do believe, based on the calls I'm on, the meetings I'm in, the news that we receive through social media and the public news reports as well, is that if we can get this country vaccinated through really the first several months of 2021, then I think we can enter next fall in a more normal, near normal environment. Now, that's me being hopeful. And I want to be hopeful, but I really believe that we can do that. Now, I don't know if that means that masks will be totally eliminated. I would hope so. I don't know what that means for social distancing, but I would hope that that would be relaxed too. So, a vaccination process throughout this country is going to solve a lot of the problems regarding this particular virus, COVID-19, and the damage it's done to really the economy and of this country and the health care of this country and what it's done to many individuals. It's taken a great toll on everyone.
Sure. I know that the university works with primary care regarding campus health. Is the university already in talks with primary care regarding potential vaccinations for faculty, staff, students?
Yes, the vaccination discussions primarily have been through Primary Care Medical Center, Murray State University Health Services, and the Callaway County Health Department. And so they will be coordinating those efforts, and they've already sent information to us, of course, in regard to beginning plans of how we can do that once a vaccine is readily available. And I think we'll see a whole lot more news in that area before year end. And then right after year end, you know, there's already a tiered approach that's being outlined in regard to who gets vaccinated first and why, you know, frontline healthcare workers, the elderly, nursing homes, those type things. But schools, teachers, faculty, staff, higher education will be near the top of that list, I would think, from the standpoint, you know, we want to keep our colleges and universities and our public schools open. And so we would need to be at the top of that list at some point.
That's really exciting.
I hope so. Again, you know, I'm basing all of this on just information and discussion that that we're having weekly. I mean, we have multiple calls a week in regard to next steps, and so I'm not this information. I'm not reporting it as fact necessarily.
Sure.
I'm reporting it as my personal feelings and hopes and desires and prayers that, you know, the first half of the spring semester we can begin tackling this issue.
In thinking about semesters, have you received much feedback from faculty and staff about the abbreviated schedules instead of the longer semesters with more breaks? And has that adjustment prompted the university to reconsider how it normally flexes around the holidays?
Yeah, you know, this global pandemic has caused us to look at a lot of things at our colleges and universities, including Murray State. You know, how we offer classes. Obviously now we can offer really just about every course on this campus in some type of hybrid, remote, or online format. I think post-pandemic, you may see an enhancement, a great enhancement in what's called HyFlex, where a course is offered in person and virtually at the same time. So a student may say, you know, I'm going to participate virtually. Some students are going to participate in person. So I think you're going to see choices like that that may change. Regarding breaks during the semester, as an example, I'm one who I really believe that those breaks are there for a reason. You know, people do need a break. Students need a break. Faculty needs a break. Our staff needs a break. Our administrators need a break. So that's the reason you have a few days in the fall and a few days in the spring to do that. Even with this abbreviated semester, without a fall break, it's challenging. But you could see things in the future. Maybe there's more half-semester courses. I think you'll see a lot of changes coming out of the pandemic, in the post-pandemic era, if you will. And I think it will enhance, and it's caused us to be more creative in higher education in regard to what we need to offer and meeting students' needs and responding to, you know, the families and parents and students we serve today differently. It'll cause changes in academic programs. So there's a lot of stuff that we're looking at regularly in regard to that. But as far as, you know, the semester format, yes, there will still be some type of traditional semester format. But inside that traditional format, you'll see some alterations in between.
When you and I spoke in October, you predicted the university and country at large wouldn't have an answer regarding future federal stimulus funding until after the general election. Here we are nearly 3 weeks post-election. Any word yet?
Well, I was correct. It would be after the general election, and it is, and it will be. There's no new news in regard to federal stimulus. I would say this, however. Colleges, universities in this country, small businesses in this country, all need federal stimulus help. The American public needs assistance in regard to federal stimulus, and one more round of federal stimulus will get us through this pandemic, I think. You know, we still have testing to do. We still have, you know, all the protocols in place that we have to pay for, and it's been millions of dollars for Murray State University over the last 9 months. So we need assistance in that regard, and we've talked to our federal delegation in regard to that and their staff members, and we stay in contact regularly. And I think we will see it. I hope we see it between now and year end, calendar year end. And I really think we will. It's badly needed. The American economy needs it. The world economy needs it. And so, you know, we're going to continue pushing for federal stimulus.
John Hicks, Kentucky State Budget Director, recently said the state budget may not be impacted as harshly as initially projected and seemed to hint that the 8% decrease in funding the state asked agencies to prepare for may not be a concern at this point. Where do we stand with state funding? Do we have a more solid prediction?
State funding looks very positive right now through the fiscal year that we're in. You know, John Hicks is the state budget director. He's very good at what he does. He's a Murray State alumnus. I'm very proud of that. And John's a friend personally. I've known him a long time. And he does a very good job in his role. The 8% plan that we had to put in place several weeks ago will not be utilized. That's a huge help to Murray State University and to all the colleges and universities in this state. And it allows us to, you know, get through this pandemic in better fashion. So what happens July 1, you know, we'll know more about that in the days to come. The legislature goes back into session in January. They'll deal with the next fiscal year. But I think we're going to be able to get through this year without any significant cuts or changes from a state standpoint. And that's good news.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Jackson.
Absolutely. It's good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.